Claire Lynch, one of my favorite people. I have a lot of favorite people. Claire has a new, the band has a new album entitled Holiday, and I had suggested earlier that if you want to get a little bit of a grip on what Claire is doing with this album and maybe future projects, to go back to the July 5th interview on this program, and she gives a nod to Swing, maybe where she's headed in her next project, and I'm willing to bet she was working on that this album when we were talking then. There's some great tunes in this, some traditional stuff, some not just swing, kind of a hot club swing. There's actually, there's jazz in this one, and bluegrass, and all kinds of different holiday tunes, and just winter songs. And I think if we pushed all the buttons correctly on the phone is the wonderful and talented Claire Lynch. Are you there, Claire?
I'm here, Steve. How are you?
I'm good. I'm going to make sure we're all turned up nice and loud so all the people can hear you. Really enjoying the new Holiday album.
Thank you. We've been getting a lot of great comments on it.
Well, you have, and you had this week, just good timing-wise for leading up to this program, as USA Today just went gaga over it, I think, which is good.
They sure did. That was, like, I think that's one of the first, well, I know it's the first write-up I've ever had in USA Today, and so, you know, that's a big deal for us bluegrassers.
It's a good deal. You know, I went back and rethought and then actually re-listened to when you were on July 5th, which was the day right after you were married. We were just talking about a lot of things. And one of the things you mentioned is that, you know, of course, on the heels of that great album you just had done, I asked a stupid question like, what are you going to do next? Well, you kind of volunteered that you were kind of maybe going to do a swing type. And you always kind of have some what I would call a hot club swing tinge to some tunes that you did, but on the mm-hmm. Holiday album, you have some nice swing. You have jazz, you have bluegrass, you have. How did you come up with this mix?
Well, I think you just I just pulled from the sounds of my own childhood and my own wonderful Christmas memories. So, you know, that included Sinatra, Perry Como, and Rat Pack. I mean, to start with, and you know, so. If you're, you know, some of the more swingy stuff really does have that feel.
Were you working?
Like home for the holidays.
Yeah. Were you working on this? When did you do this? Were you working on it in the summertime?
We started in January. We started recording in January this year, 2014.
Okay.
But at Christmas time, 2013, we did our first holiday show. With some friends in Aberdeen, North Carolina, where we're headed tomorrow night, by the way.
Okay.
And we just kind of, the birth of these songs and these arrangements occurred there.
Okay.
At that show. We just kind of grabbed a few tunes and we threw them together and we performed them, mistakes and all, in front of that audience. But then we recorded it, and we heard the pros and the cons of what we did, and then we just tweaked it. And by January, we were in the studio recording them.
You know, there are, Claire, and the band, everybody in the band is just dynamite on this album. And I know that you always surround yourself with great musicians, and this is
it really is a band project. As you can see, you know, if you look on the album. On the spine there, the artist is not Claire Lynch, but the Claire Lynch Band.
You are right. Yes, you were always good about that. You're always good about that. And we have tunes on here from, like you said, the ones that everyone would recognize, Home for the Holidays, and It Came Up on a Midnight Clear and White Christmas. There's your throwback. And Snow Day and Scarlet Ribbon, which are really just sort of almost wintry kind of tunes. Oop, well, we lost Claire. Could be a day of connections. Let's do this again. This is live. We can find her. Calling Claire. Claire. Let's hope she hung up.
Hi, Steve.
Oh, you were gone so fast. I missed you.
I don't know. Yeah, I think we must have dropped the call. You know, we're on the road.
I know
I'm
just
sitting in the van. we're driving.
And I'm not going to keep you long, but you disappeared, and I missed you, so I called you back.
Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. And so Jingle Bells. But you have these songs that are just sort of winter, like Scarlet Ribbons. I went back, and I thought, well, okay, I had heard it, but where Harry Belafonte maybe was the one that came to mind, but everybody's recorded right. it in such a gorgeous tune. It's such a wonderful story.
It's a beautiful tune. The first time I heard it was in choir in elementary school. We sang it.
Oh, okay.
I was charmed as a child by that song. A lot of people were.
It's gorgeous, and it's just the real simple story of a little girl wants ribbons for her hair, and they come from who knows where, and it's just nice.
Yeah, it sounds like a miracle,
Exactly.
A little Christmas miracle.
Exactly.
I had a message on Facebook from a gentleman who said that his great aunt was the writer of that song, and he has thanked us for recording it.
No kidding. Well, it says written by. Evelyn Levine and Jack Siegel,
Levine.
So I guess. Yeah, okay.
And this gentleman's last name was Levine.
Wow, isn't
that's
that
pretty
something?
Cool.
That's very cool.
And
Snow Day is just like, it's a winter. It's just kind of a winter seasonal tune as you're talking about having fun
right.
in the snow, but it fits in the context of what you're doing. And so you have that, you have, and then you have We Three Kings, which we talked about briefly.
Yeah,
that is just straight, Claire, we've talked about your influences in kind of a hot club jazz kind of swing that you do. I think it just fits your demeanor normally, I think. But then We Three Kings is just straight ahead. That's just jazz.
Yeah, it's straight ahead jazz. It's in 5/4 time. And, I was talking to Brian. We were trying to brainstorm about what song we could do instrumentally and, soup it up. And we talked about doing an odd time, like 5/4 or something like that. And we came up with We Three Kings. Kind of, they messed with it, and then I let them loose. I walked out of the room, and those guys, Brian, Matt, and Mark, they're responsible for the entire arrangement. There are actually 4 instruments, I think, on the cut, because Brian overdubbed fiddle, but he played mandolin too. So, but there are 4 instruments. On there, and Claire's not anywhere to be heard.
Claire
wonderful.
Left. Claire, it says Claire, public domain, arranged by Claire Lynch Band, and then you just left the room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I've told you before, that's a tune I can play other places, and I will.
Thank you. I think that the guy with USA Today was kind of enamored with it.
Well, Claire, you don't pick up for Claire Lynch Band Holiday, okay? Yes, and people knowing who you are and. And a lot of these tunes, the tempo changes in some of these, which you don't expect, and kind of that swinging kind of feel. But then when you hit, you don't expect We Three Kings to be put right in the middle. So it's a good selection, I think, that kind of fits with the overall tone that you've got.
Right.
You've got a tune in the window. You've got Christmas. You've got seasonal. You've got a Hanukkah tune. You've got winter songs, and it's just an interesting project. I'm always curious
it's
about.
It's a fun mix.
Yeah.
But doesn't it feel very like the trad? Christmas album
yes.
has that overall feel so that if, you're baking cookies or wrapping presents, you can put it on and get the warm, fuzzy thing going.
Well, I think that's it. I think it is. It's all wintry and seasonal, and I think that it all fits really well, and obviously I'm not the only one. You must be. Now, as you travel right now, do you perform a lot from this album?
We're performing the entire album.
Oh, nice.
And we actually have a special little stage show. We have a big Advent calendar. Great big thing. We have a starry backdrop and we have a little Santa's helper that gives out gifts to the audience for each song, and it's a lot of fun. It's a little step up from our normal stage show as far as theatrics are concerned.
Well, that's
good. We're carrying props with us on the road, so
it's
an extra load.
It's an extra load. Who carries those off of the van?
Well, my sister and I created them,
okay.
And the band is the one. I mean, the guys are the ones that haul them in and out of the van.
Well, all right.
That's what you're saying. Is that what you're asking?
Yes, it is what I'm asking. I figured, okay, well, you're on the creative end, and the guys toting and lugging will probably be the guys that are.
I do a lot of the setting up of the, the Christmasy look on the stage too.
Yeah.
But it's a joint effort.
Well, you hit it right. This is exactly, I don't bake cookies, but if I did, I would want this album playing in the background. If I wanted to watch someone else bake cookies, I would want Claire Lynch Band Holiday playing in the background.
Right.
It really
or
fits
if you're
that.
Injecting your turkey for the fryer, and put it on too.
Okay. I don't do that either, but if I were doing that, I would be watching. I would be listening to Carol Lynch Band Holiday. I'm pretty lazy around the holidays, all right, just so you know.
Oh, good for you.
But I'm good at listening.
What I'm going to do.
I'm good at listening, and I listen to this holiday album. I just think you've really struck a really nice chord with all the selections that you've gotten. I mean, it's just a nice... the collection, as you say, the mix of what you've got and the talent is unbelievable, and what you've got musically and the singing, of course, is unquestionable, but what you put together, I think, is just going to have some legs, as they say, and it's going to stick around for a while.
Yeah, I do. It feels very classic, you know, yeah. The whole project. I think that it will last for many years to come.
I think so.
And that you can believe that we're all very proud of the project, not only the way that we played and everything, but also... The engineering is something that maybe is sort of an unspoken element.
Okay.
But Todd Phillips took great care and time in making sure that this album sounded rich and also a little bit in the classic vein. He was our engineer, and he came and set up all of his equipment in my home in Nashville. And we took our time with it, and I think... It was worth the extra effort.
Well, I think you're right. And let me use this word. There's a very plush sound. There's a very full plush sound to these recordings. And maybe that's what you mean by the traditional
Absolutely.
sound.
Absolutely. And I think that the listener may not, you know, they may not think about the engineering necessarily when they hear it. But there was a lot of thought, concern, and care put into that.
Mm. Well, you did good.
And that's because of Todd Phillips.
Todd Phillips, good job, Todd. I mean, everybody on the album that just did a wonderful job. I'm so thrilled that I had a chance to hook up with you. I know that you're busy as heck, and you're going to. You mentioned something about CMT Edge. I want to get all the credit that I can for people that are recognizing the talent.
Yeah, we just had an interview and a really nice pull quote from CMTEdge.com. So if you Google Claire Lynch Holiday. On cmtedge.com, you'll see that interview. I know we're very proud of that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I just heard some tires. I know you're on the highway, and I know that it's difficult timing to do these things. I appreciate it. Last time you had pulled off the road.
So this time Brian's driving. Say hello, Brian.
Howdy.
Good job, Brian.
Good job, he said.
All right. So where will you be tonight then? Where are you going to be doing this wonderful holiday show tonight?
We'll be in Eastern North Carolina tonight, and tomorrow we do our holiday show in Aberdeen at the Poplar Night Spot with the Rooster's Wife Productions. Janet Kentworthy is one of our beloved promoters, and then home to Nashville for a couple days, and then back out to Asheville, North Carolina at the Isis. Then we'll be in Shepherdsville, Kentucky, just near Louisville.
Yeah.
And then we end up our holiday tour at the City Winery, the newly opened City Winery in Nashville, Tennessee. We have musical guests there, Beth Nielsen Chapman, Skip Ewing, and Maura O'Connell.
Oh, I love Maura O'Connell.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Maura O'Connell.
Who doesn't?
Shepherdsville's not that far from me. I'm in Kentucky, the northern part. I may have to track you down and clear my schedule for that one if I get to see what you're talking about with this holiday.
Well, we'd love to have you.
All right. Well, listen, you all take care, and I'm going to let you get back to what you're doing. You probably got some thinking to do, and Brian's driving. I don't want anyone to be distracted by the fact that you're answering all these silly questions
okay.
on the phone. All right, Claire Lynch, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thanks, Steve.
All right,
bye-bye.
Bye. That was fun. You know, you get them on the road. Those are, I just think, are exceptional people who will. You know, last time Claire was on, and this was back in July, she'd just gotten married the day before. It was kind of like a big secret, except everybody on the planet knew it. And she pulled off of the road, had gone through a toll booth and pulled off the road, so she could talk, and we had a nice discussion then about singing and how she prepares and everything. But she's clearly got a nice, hot project here with this holiday Claire Lynch Band CD, and the way she describes the live show, that will be very different for a bluegrass audience to see, and it looks like she's put a lot of thought. Well, you know, Claire's a thoughty person, so Claire Lynch, thanks so much for the time in the van. Thanks for sharing with the guys out there on the road the Claire Lynch Band Holiday CD. As she said, it's they don't get many big write-ups, and it was a big write-up in USA Today, and they were very thrilled with the We Three Kings instrumentals version, which you know, I may sneak that in here in a minute. Since we didn't have as much time with Claire, I have more time to pull in some other things. I always program way more music than I need, but I may play that for you later, and you will enjoy it. It's there's jazz, there's swing, there's just beautiful music, and I'm glad she mentioned the engineering aspect of it, because when you hear these tunes, and I hope they come through, I played the two at the top of the show, I hope that the arranging and the very plush, rich sound comes through. Thanks a lot, Claire Lynch. Thanks a lot to the Claire Lynch Band. She wants to make sure that they all get the due credit. This is a band project.